This discussion has been going on for a long time, and it's been a point of controversy for a long time. Before the last meeting, Assemblymember James Stowe sent a letter to the Southeast Alaska Power Agency Board President, Robert Sievertson. Writing as the Thomas Bay Power Commission president, he called on the assemblies of Wrangell and Petersburg to cease and desist negotiations with SEPA until Thomas Bay could play a more active role. The rest of the Thomas Bay Commission did not take part in writing the letter. That led in part to this meeting's heated discussion, which began long before it came up on the agenda. Community member Bob Maxand spoke during the public comment period. He took issue with Stowe writing the letter without the consent of the entire commission.
All I'm saying is, who voted on that commission to give you permission to write that letter? You had to have the full commission support.
Why would I have to have the full commission support to write a letter that
states
the rules?
Mayor, can I call point of order, please?
Thank you.
Yes, please.
It's the public comment period. We can discuss it under this and on the agenda.
Yeah. Thank you.
Anyway, I believe it was wrong, and it's a slam to the council of both communities, and I think you should be taken from the seat. Thank you.
The borough assemblies of Wrangell and Petersburg are in discussion with the Southeast Alaska Power Agency, or SEPA, over the Tyee Lake Hydroelectric Project. Thomas Bay currently holds the operations and maintenance contract for Tyee. It's contracted by SEPA to perform the O&M duties. Bob Maxand's comments bring up the point that James Stowe plays two roles. On one hand, he's an assembly member. On the other, he's the president of the Thomas Bay Power Commission. These roles came into play as part of the larger issues at the meeting. Assemblymember Julie Decker, who called the point of order, spoke again when TBPA came up on the agenda. One of the issues she brought up was who has the power to direct SEPA and the borough attorney. She addressed both Stowe's letter to SEPA and his questions for the borough attorney on which groups should be negotiating the transfer of Tyee.
Your letters to SEPA board chair and the Wrangell attorney do make direction. First of all, you said cease and desist and negotiate with me instead. And you also, as Thomas Bay Power Commission president, you tried to direct the city of Wrangell attorney.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, that's exactly what the letter says.
Well, the same letter I sent to go look at what was asked of the attorney, it's the same letter that came here. All I was doing was notifying them.
Okay.
Decker said, in her personal opinion, a direction should only come from a consensus of the body in question. But Stowe maintained that he didn't need a consensus to ask for clarification of the attorney's answers, nor did he need it to address Thomas Bay's position with SEPA.
We had a list of questions, Jordan, and Bob presented part of it here tonight. That was my original question, to get some of the answers so that we are clear on where the power lies. Mm-hmm. The ordinances that we need them is set up to do that. We move forward. You're telling me that we move forward and did Petersburg and that, but it was part of our, you were trying to get rid of the Thomas Bay Power Commission as part of the doggone city charter. We can't do that unless it goes in front of the people. Mm-hmm. And then you had an ordinance that formed them to give them the power to negotiate and do contracts and the rest of that. That's what we did. Those contracts with SEPA were able to that. The area, I agree with you. I'm not disagreeing with you in a lot of stuff. SEPA has the right to tell Thomas Bay, from here point out, we're not going to use you. And they need to negotiate. What's so hard about that?
Stowe says that as the O&M contract holder, Thomas Bay should be the body negotiating the transfer. But Decker says that power is held by the boroughs of Wrangell and Petersburg as the entities that created Thomas Bay. She also said that as the two communities hold seats on the SEPA board, she thinks they're in a stronger position to negotiate than Thomas Bay. She cited Wrangell City Ordinance 3.40.060.
Operation and maintenance of Lake Tyee Hydroelectric Project on approval by resolution of the Borough Assembly The commission may enter into an agreement as an agent of the borough to maintain and operate Lake Tyee Hydroelectric Project owned by the state. These actually are old because it's not owned by the state anymore, it's owned by SEPA. Under said agreement, the commission shall have the following powers and duties, and then they list them out. But it's only through this agreement that's given to them by the borough, by this body. And this body is saying...
That's right, you did it by ordinance. Ordinance is a law.
It says, the ordinance says, on approval by resolution of the borough assembly. That's what the ordinance says.
I was forming it. I was forming
it. No, it says the commission may enter into agreement given that resolution.
And this underscores the fact that several of the governing documents were written many years ago, which has opened them up to interpretation over time. The Assembly does plan to consult with the attorney on the wording of these ordinances. It will also consult directly with the Thomas Bay Power Commissioners. Assemblymember Daniel Blake made a motion to ask for a response and opinion from the full commission, rather than just the president, to be presented at the next Assembly meeting. With the attorney and commissioners' responses, the Assembly hopes for more clarity on these convoluted issues. Reporting in Wrangell, I'm Shady Grove Oliver.